This will be for the meeting of the Board of Education of Emory County School District, held on August 12, 2009, beginning at 7 p.m. at the district office in Huntington, Utah.
Want to welcome everyone to the board meeting. We'll get started and glad you're here. All of the board members are present, as well as Superintendent Pritchard and Jared Black, our business administrator. So with that, we will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have some. The warrants, the minutes for July, and the financial reports for July 2009. Are there any discussions on that?
No.
Okay. I'll move that we accept them.
I lost my pen. Let me throw that.
This might be a discussion. No, it's a mechanical pencil. Is that okay? I move that we accept them as they were presented.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We also have some policy revisions.
Yes, we do. We have several policies. Three of them are new policies required by state board rule. You probably recall a few months back there was an audit done by the State Office of Education concerning background checks and so forth. And what that audit revealed is that in some cases there are background checks done when teachers are licensed, but then they're not done again. And the audit found out that there were, on occasion, not in our school district, but statewide, individuals who have been arrested for various things in the meantime. So what the new rule is requiring is that educator licenses, when they're renewed, the educator will be required to go through another background check. Initially, we thought that they were going to require everyone to go through a new background check immediately. But what they have done with educators is they're requiring that when they relicense, then they'll have to have a new background check done, which would be every 5 years. And with your support staff, they're requiring that a background check be done at least every 6 years. So what we're doing right now is putting together a schedule of background checks that have been completed, and then we'll have to notify our support staff employees if, for example, if it's been 5 years, then sometime during the next year you'll need to have another background check done, and then we'll have to track that. But because of this new state board rule, the new state board rule also requires all employees to report within 48 hours to the superintendent, to myself or designee of the school district, any arrests. If they are arrested, have a conviction or a plea abeyance or a diversion agreement of any kind, that has to be reported within 48 hours. If it involves arrests for alleged sex offenses, drug-related offenses, alcohol-related offenses, or offenses against persons under Title 76, Chapter 5, which is basically a violent act of some kind against another person. So in any of those cases, they're required to report to their immediate supervisor and to the superintendent if there's an arrest. And that's how that will be all, both support staff and licensed educators. It also requires that if there are arrests for any of those reasons, that immediately we would have to determine whether that is job related. You know, if it's for one of those, obviously it is. But in some cases, we'll have to review that to determine whether they should return to work or not, and if it's directly related to them being able to perform their duties. And in some cases, it requires an immediate suspension from job duties until it's reviewed and particularly if you have an alcohol or drug-related offense or a sex offense, well, drug-related and alcohol-related, if you're driving a school bus or if you're operating a vehicle transporting students, you'd obviously have to suspend the employee until that's investigated. And then, of course, violent acts or sex offenses, those would have to be reviewed. But there's two policies, one for support staff and one for licensed educators on reports of arrest. And then there's a background check for support staff, which would require support staff employees to undergo at their own expense a criminal background check as part of their initial employment and also at least every 6 years. So those are three new policies that were required by law and by state board rule to implement. We also have several other policies that are being revised, some of them due to negotiation items that were taken up during negotiations, particularly as it relates to leave, and I'll let Jared explain some of those. As we looked at the staff leaves and absences policy, which is GCC and GBC, part of that involved personal leave negotiations with support staff, and the policy's been changed to reflect that change. But also, we are adding to the policy, or suggesting in addition to the policy, that would grant and bereavement leave. As we sent it out to you, it talks about up to 1 day of leave for employees to attend the funeral of an uncle, aunt, niece, or nephew, which were not included as relatives on the bereavement leave. And we also had talked about additional days for travel, but in further looking at that, what we'd like to recommend is up to 1 day granted for an employee to attend the funeral of an uncle, aunt, niece, or nephew. And that's basically it. If they have to travel, then the employee would need to take personal leave to do that, or vacation time. But what we're suggesting is that we do allow time for employees to at least attend the funeral of an uncle, aunt, niece, or nephew, because they were not included in the immediate family. We eliminated item number 3 on there and combined it with number 1, so the immediate family definition would really be spouse, father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, father-in-law, mother-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, grandchild, grandson. So, but nothing was in there for uncles, aunts, nieces, nephews, and we feel like that at least to be able to attend the funeral, that they should be, this was not part of negotiations, but we felt that ought to be in there.
And so that'll be added.
Would recommend that. What's that?
That'll be added to this policy.
It's added there in number 3. But again, the travel time, we're saying that should be, at least for now, that should be personal leave. We're looking at. I may not be covering them in the same order they're in your packet, really, but it's GCC and GBC. We also clarified in there, basically, it also changed so that when an employee is hired, they get a full 10 days of sick leave. We discussed that during negotiations, rather than 5 days the first few years and then 10 days. But we also added a statement in there that will be prorated for employees who are hired after the beginning of their normal employment or contract period. Mm-hmm. So for that first year, if they're hired mid-year, they would get half of that for that first year until their new employment period started. I think that covered it, didn't it, Jared?
The support staff down here on personal leave.
Yeah, that was part of the negotiations, that the year-round support staff right now may use up to 2 days of sick leave personally. If the support staff employee is only employed during the school year only, then they could use up to 5 days, but because they don't have vacation time. So that's the leave and absences policy, and I am going to let Jared, one other one. GDCB, which is personal leave for classified support staff employees, we're recommending that be rescinded because we have we combined it with the leaves and absences policy. In other words, it was combined. The personal leave section of the staff leaves and absences is basically what this policy says, so there's no need for both policies. So that one, we would extend, and it's being combined with the other one. Then I'll let Jared explain to you the last three. The sick leave payout, health insurance waiver, the government, the longevity benefit. These are...
We also have staff fringe benefits.
Yeah, staff fringe benefits.
The remainder of the changes are simply to reflect what we've already been doing or what we've changed during negotiations. Under staff fringe benefits, which is GCBD and GDBD, we're just including in there that the district will pay 93.3% of the monthly premium to reflect that employees are now contributing 6.7%. And that's the only change made, I think, in a four spots in the policy, but is the only change on that one. Under staff sick leave payout, which is GCBDD, we're just changing that the payout will be deposited into the 401k account, which we've done in the past. See that they will be made to the employee through the district sponsored Prime Choice Plan, which is what we started this year. So it's already being done, but we needed the policy to.
I wanted to hear you say GDBDB.
That's why I didn't say it.
Okay.
Okay. Health insurance waiver rules and guidelines. This is the policy that allows us to administer a waiver of health insurance for employees who have other coverage. And we're just stating down here that the monthly stipend will be 50% of the current district contribution to the health insurance premium instead of 100% of the total premium, which is necessary because there's an employee contribution now. Under calculation of stipend, we just are recommending deleting point number two because, as I read it, I didn't think it was necessary. And that's Goldberg's only changes on that one. And then finally, on staff longevity benefits, these are also changes just to reflect that we're not doing this through the 401k only now, through the Prime Choice Plan. So it's just to change the wording to reflect that we use the Prime Choice Plan as a payment method for the longevity benefit. And then there's a little wording change under purpose and background just to consolidate that. So those are the changes, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions or discussion on that?
Yeah, any questions you have. Well, I recommend the board approve them with the one change from the copy you had on
right.
The agreement, like you said.
To one day.
Well, it isn't actually one day. It's up to one day, depending. If an employee has a funeral here at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, then we'd give them a half a day off of leave without loss of pay, up to a full day, depending on what they need.
I'll go ahead and make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have personnel actions, names for approval.
Yeah, we have... If you're aware, we've been advertising for a number of educational assistant positions because we've had a number who have quit, and most of those are in the specialized Title I area, so I don't have names yet. We're still just starting interviews on those positions, but we do have a change in our drill team after only a few months of... like Amanda France is going to be approved as drill team advisor at Emily High School. Amanda was the advisor previously, and will be coming back to that position. And Lacey Branson is assistant drill team advisor at Emily High. And also, I sent you a list of coaches that we currently have received from the principal, recommendations from the principal for coaching assignments that Glenn compiled, and those need to be approved. There may be some coaching staff that haven't been assigned later on for other sports, but those will be forthcoming then. And also adding a name to that, Harry Guyman to be a teacher in the school district right now. She will be teaching kindergarten half day at Farron Elementary. We're moving Jason Norton back to Castledale and Harry at Farron Elementary. We also have added one session of kindergarten to Huntington Elementary just today. They'll have three sessions of regular kindergarten there, and possibly we're looking at a book clip. They have the first grade that's right on the edge, and we're going down there to talk to Mr. Johnson tomorrow. We're looking at a possible split there, at least for a half a day. And it's the May time in the afternoon. They have 29 right
there.
Mm-hmm. And Cleveland will have two sessions. And Cleveland is over 30 now in kindergarten, and we'll have two sessions there. And Lou Ann Jensen will teach two sessions until we can make a decision on maybe another. She doesn't want to teach full time.
Terry told me yesterday it was 30 now.
Yesterday, the number we had was 29, but that, well, that was, what's today, Wednesday? That was Monday. They had one leave. But I will check that, those numbers tomorrow. They have hit the 30 and it looks stable, then we'll probably need to split them full day, all day. We have a couple other classes that have some large numbers that we're gonna watch them. Make sure that those numbers are stable because of the budget situation. But I would recommend Amanda Franson, the drill team advisor, Lacey Branson, assistant, the coaching list, and Carrie Guyman as teacher in the school district.
I'll move to this for the minute.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Great. Sorry. Adeptus Continuing Materials, annual notification to public.
This is each year we're required to give this notification, and so I'll just state that the maintenance department has published the notification in the paper the last 2 weeks, and that any members of the public who are interested in asbestos information for a particular building can find that in the plan book that is at that building, and it's over up to date. And that is a substantial amount of work to do every year.
It is. It is.
No,
I don't think so.
Notification.
Okay, approval of contract for renting buses to governmental entities.
Okay. Over the last few months, we've been in a situation where we didn't feel that we were able to rent buses to other entities because of letters we had received from risk management stating that they wouldn't cover us in those situations. But risk has said that for governmental entities, if we have an appropriate indemnity clause in the contract that we use for those rentals, that we would have coverage. And so we developed this contract with that in mind, and I gave it to Mike Marshall at Risk Management. He had their legal counsel review it. They said it looked good. And then we also sent it to our own legal counsel, and they felt it looked good also. And so I'd like to present this for approval from the board to use for bus rental situations to other governmental entities. What we've seen in the past that this would probably involve is mainly the county and to the county recreation district, but it would allow us to rent buses to cities or other government entities if we wanted to. Talking to Sheriff Simon, just so that you're aware, we've kind of felt all along like it would be beneficial for both parties if risk management that we're under and the county insurance that they're under made some sort of agreement where they would cover each other.
Right.
And Sheriff Simon sits on a board with the county's insurance and told me that that discussion is underway.
Okay.
So hopefully we'll have something that would back this up even more. But in the meantime, I would like to recommend approval of this contract, pending questions or any wording that you feel we need to change. One thing that is required now by state board rule is that anytime we rent buses, it cannot cost the district anything. So we have to assess a per mileage rate that covers our costs. And I've explained that to the county, and they're aware of it. Right now we're using $3.50 a mile, but we'll evaluate that and see if we need to change it. And the other issue that still is pending, we need to find some information on, is whether or not other entities can provide property insurance.
Mm-hmm.
This would mean if the bus were in an accident, they would be providing liability, but we may still have to pay for repairs to the bus itself.
Mm-hmm.
Their insurance agents are telling us that they cannot provide property insurance for a vehicle they don't own, that they're just renting. So we need to find that out. The contract I presented still includes that they would provide property insurance, but that may be something that we have to look at in the future if it's not possible. So.
Okay. Any questions on that? Okay. Have a motion for that? I move that we accept that agreement. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and then we have a request for use of buses for the Emory County Marathon.
The Emory County Marathon is the weekend of September 12th, and they've requested buses to transport 300 to 400 people from the Huntington City Park to the Swinging Bridge. So,
our first use of the event.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, 6-7 buses maybe. One thing that I do want to mention, and we can approve this one separately, but one thing I mentioned to the county is that depending on how the board feels, let me back up. The new state board rule says that every use of buses for rental has to be approved by the school board. So something that we may want to look at maybe at next board meeting or thereafter is to have the county submit a list of uses they would like each year so that you don't have to do several approvals every year. So if you want me to go in that
direction, that's a great idea.
Okay. But we would need approval for the marathon since it's coming up shortly.
Okay.
I move to approve it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I did.
Okay. And we have superintendent's report.
Okay, the only other thing that I have is just to talk to you or let you know what's happening as far as calendar items right now. Obviously, we're getting close to school starting again already.
Yeah.
We just I just went to graduation last night. But we're back already. School will begin on the 25th. We are meeting actually starting tomorrow and Friday. We have our substitute training that Mr. Worthen is doing, and along with some of our teachers who help with that at Castlebell Elementary. And then we have our hazmat training on next Tuesday morning, the 18th, and then afternoon we have a meeting with all of our administrators again. And certainly any board members are welcome to attend any of those if you find yourself with nothing else to do. But we will meet with our administrators on Tuesday afternoon. And then we have new teacher training that will take place on the 19th and 20th. We actually will have two or three new teachers, but we also have our new peer coaches that we do training with at the same time. We'll have three or four of those. But we will have our new teacher orientation on the 19th and 20th. On Monday the 24th is our opening institute. We have Steve Aldana. Those of you who were at the Utah School Board Association convention remember he gave a keynote address there on healthy lifestyles. We have him coming to present for an hour and a half on healthy living. He's a former instructor at Brigham Young University, and now he has his own consulting business on health and health issues.
I've been
excused
from that day, haven't I?
I think he's going to use you as
an example.
An example of accident prone. We do need to have a board member come to our institute and welcome our staff back. We're actually encouraging all of our support staff to come to hear Dr. Aldana also, but it's not required because they're on a contract. But we need a board member to come and welcome folks back on that day, and I'm trying to remember to tell you what time. I think it's 9 o'clock, 8:45 or 9. Anyway, we'll find out for
you. One of you two.
Are you going to volunteer?
I was going to volunteer you. Maybe one of you two. I don't mind doing it, but
just
if anybody
two minutes
would rather
all you
do
need
it,
to take just to walk their
I'm
own back.
I'm happy to.
I'm not
welcome to 9 o'clock. No,
9 o'clock is
9 o'clock
on Monday the 24th.
Okay.
Anybody else? I've met two more times than I wanted to. Thank you.
When was the last time you met?
Oh, a couple of years ago. I can go if nobody else does.
Okay.
Somebody else wants to, let them go.
Sounds like you're it, Sam.
That'll be great. You do a great job with that.
And also that later that morning at 9 o'clock on the 24th.
Yeah. One
high school, yeah, auditorium.
1 minute. He's gonna have the timer going.
Okay. I'll listen for the bell.
Welcome.
Benefit says we started at 11 o'clock. Yeah.
11 to 2.
Down at the rec center area. That long.
1 or 2. 1 to 2.
11 to 2.
11 to 2. So we can just stop by.
For our employees and their families, the benefit fair, and that'll be down at the county rec center in the lawn just adjacent to that. We have provide lunch there, and also we have health or benefit vendors that are there, talk to people. We have a few games for kids and that. But that starts at 11 o'clock until 2. We invite board members and your families to come, invite you to the institute, and to come down to the opening fair down there and the lunch. And then we start school on Tuesday the 25th. And our next board meeting is September 2nd at Emory High School, 3 weeks from today. We'll get a full month.
Oh, boy.
So that's what's going on right now as far as the calendar. And I don't believe I have anything else to report to you today.
Okay. Business Administrator's report.
Just invite you, if you haven't, go over to the high school and take a lap around the track. It's a really nice surface, and that's kind of a spring to it. So anyway, that's finished.
Maybe that could be part of the opening.
Institute.
Yeah. Everybody take a few laps around the track. Get it broken in.
Yeah?
I think I mailed it to the Senate, everybody.
We appreciate your support on that project. And then just another update over at Canyonview. They are finishing up the paving of the road there. They're supposed to this week.
There's one swatch done. I stopped by on my way down.
All right. So they're supposed to be finishing up this week, and we've met and we'll have some painting and striping and signs in place by the time school starts for
so it'll be functional then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it looks really good.
That's a nice thing.
And that's all.
Okay.
The institute's at 8:45.
Okay.
The welcome at 8:45, not 9. There is a continental breakfast at 7:30.
Okay. Any public comments or anything that we've missed? Yeah.
This kind of to do with scheduling, but the Black Eagles football game is Saturday night at Emory High, and then they have their opening football game before school starts on the
Sunday.
That's good to know. Thank you.
The Black and Gold is when, Patsy?
This Saturday at 7.
This Saturday, huh?
The USBA Delegate Assembly is also this weekend. Laura will be there. Sam can't go.
Okay.
Didn't hear from anybody else.
I may need to go up the night before. Is that possible to get a room? Jessica's out of town.
Yeah, we can get a room. We'll have Peggy get you. It's Hampton Inn on 90 South.
Okay.
No, 106 South. So.
I usually have a place to stay, but.
We'll get a room at Hampton, and then 6 hours right there.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds really reassuring.
I know.
I'll have Peggy call you and let you know what the
information is. All right, thanks. I apologize.
But that's when they do the legislative program that we, each board, each school board in the state has one voting member.
Unless someone else would rather do it.
You get
one
vote.
Okay.
So only got one
ordinance. Thank you. No problem. Okay.
And it's going to be another difficult year legislatively.
It is.
Even though the economy, they say the economy is kind of leveled. Level doesn't do you much good when you backfilled by all the money that's backfilled. And I heard rumors today at a meeting that they're looking at possibly as much as another 15% cut.
Another?
15%.
Bad.
And we were at 22% this last year, but backfilled all but
about
10%.
Maybe I won't.
So the cuts could be in deeper next year on the budget for this year. That's what we're trying to
do. Yeah, you will. Both of you.
Maybe we'll both get the file next year.
We'll be talking that way.
Look at the amount of money they spend.
I think you'll see changes in state retirement. Because the state retirement, if you may have read the paper, lost $4 billion. And they're gonna have to make that up plus get it more stabilized. I don't think that you'll see any changes to those who are currently in the system, but any new hires will probably and more than likely beginning next year be entering a completely different retirement system, which could be a contributory or it could be less percent per year as far as retirement. I think you'll see some changes in that for new employees that are hired in the all-state office, all-state agencies. So, besides all, I don't, you know, they still have the rainy day fund that they can backfill some for another year. But certainly not the same kind of funding they have from the federal side. It'll be another interesting
year.
Class sizes could very well be affected again.
I'll give you the report. Are there closed meeting items? I'm assuming there are.
Yes.
Okay.
I move that we go into closed session for personnel discussion purposes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'm opposed, but I can't vote, so I'm
not. You're opposed to it? That's scary. Thank you.
Jackson, come in.